On this show, we strive to tell the real story of Appalachia every single week. And as you may know, over the past year, we've been following six people for a reporting project called The Struggle to Stay. Our reporters have spent the past year helping these folks tell their own stories. We've shared in the triumphant and sometimes challenging moments that help explain what it's like to just, well, exist here in Appalachia. Today, we travel to Eastern Kentucky to meet the last person in this series, Derek Acow, a high school football star who knows what he wants in life.
I want to get my own stuff. I want to get my own car, my own house, you know. I want to have my own family, you know. I want to do a lot, you know. There's so much I want to do.
Derek grew up in the famed coal fields of Harlan County, Kentucky. Like many parts of Appalachia, Harlan County is going through some tough financial times. Work is pretty hard to find, but that doesn't mean that people don't have goals or ambition. Derek Acow isn't giving up on his dreams. Benny Becker of the Ohio Valley Resource and WMMT brings us this chapter in Derek Acow's Struggle to Stay story.
What would be the first thing you'd want someone to understand as they're hearing your story?
You know, it's okay, you know, if you want to stay. It's also okay if you want to leave too. But if you're going to leave, then always have more than three plans. Plan A, Plan B, Plan C. You got to have them through the whole alphabet.
That's Derek Acow, who I first spoke to at his Harlan County home back in October 2016. Derek is a bit over 6 feet tall, he's black, and he has an athlete's build. He has neat curls of black hair rising off the top of his head, and a closely trimmed mustache and goatee. Derek has a lot of plans. He told me he was trying to become a Kentucky state trooper, but also making plans to move to Texas to work on an oil rig.
Just starting off right there, that's like $20-something dollars an hour, and I can't pass that up.
When I talked to Derek a month later in November, he still had one plan to find work near home and another plan to move west, but both plans had changed. Now, Derek was following a lead on a lineman job that would have him climbing utility poles, and he had plans to move to California after his birthday in March.
I'm from this small town. There's no careers here, and I feel like if I moved out to California, that's where I might have a future. You know, I'm 21, you know, I know I'm young, but I'm ready to get out there and do a lot.
In the months since, Derek's plans have continued to evolve. But before we get to all that, let's take a step back to meet Derek's family and hear about Derek's Plan A, the first time he tried to move away from home.
I was raised by my granddad, my grandma, and my mom.
Well, I'm just telling the truth. I don't like when my name be announced on radio. I like to be called Darius Adonis' grandma. Well, she knows me as mama.
I'm Derek's mother, Katina Acow, biological mother.
My dad, he's a cool guy. He just hasn't been in my life.
Because his father wasn't around. His grandfather was his father, you know.
My junior year, my grandfather passed away. That was like one of the hardest things ever.
He didn't accept the death of his granddaddy too well. He wouldn't really talk about it.
Since my dad passed, it's just like Derek he changed.
Yeah. The summer right after Derek's granddad passed away, Derek became more withdrawn and more focused on a goal that his granddad had pushed him toward, excelling at sports to hopefully earn a college scholarship.
I dedicated my whole summer to, you know, working out, getting faster, stronger, bigger, and everything. And, like, you know, I just popped out of nowhere.
Derek and I went to visit the field where he played football in high school.
Harlan County High School, Coal Miner Stadium.
The stadium has huge metal bleachers and a giant modern scoreboard. It's in a really beautiful spot, a patch of flat land that was blasted out of the wooded hillsides that surround it. When we visited, the leaves were at their most colorful. A gym class was playing flag football, and the sound of gunshots told us someone was out hunting nearby. Derek started to get nostalgic, remembering how he used to feel walking onto the field back when he played here in high school.
I bled on this field. I cried on this field. It means everything to me. We walk through here. Everybody's going crazy. And they would start playing a song called You Never Leave Harlan Alive. I'm not a big fan of country music.
That's the place where I trace my bloodline.
But you know, you got me pumped up like crazy.
There I read on a hillside gravestone.
I love it. I got Defensive Player of the Year. I think I got 4 district championships. And I got 3 regional championships. You know, I dedicated all that for my granddad, you know. If I haven't gotten hurt, I'll be playing for a bowl game right now with D1 College. It was the last game to the regional tournament. My senior year, the running back was running and he got tackled, but he was held up by like 2 or 3 people. And as soon as I hit him, my head cocked all the way back and I felt the back of my head touch my back. I broke my neck, I broke my C1, my C2. The doctors, you know, he was just straight to the point. Like, you could have died right there in the field. You know, that bone could have punctured my brainstem right there. And it was just like, literally shut down everything in my whole body. And I'm sitting here like, wow. You know, I got really lucky with that. You know, I'm lucky that I didn't die on the field or be paralyzed right now. I was in a neck brace for 4 months, but I was still getting college scholarships to play more football.
Derek accepted a scholarship to attend the University of the Cumberlands in Williamsburg, Kentucky. It's only 2 hours from Derek's home in Harlan County, but the college draws students from all across the country, and Derek says he stood out for the way he talked.
Fresh out of Harlan County, of course I'm gonna have my country accent.
Derek says many of his classmates were surprised that someone who looks like him, a clean-cut and fashionably dressed black man, could be from rural Kentucky.
They'd be like, oh, where you from? And I say, 2 hours away in the mountains. And the first thing, he'd be like, are you serious? You don't even look like you're from Kentucky. You look like you're from Georgia or Florida, New York, city places like that. I'm sitting here like, no, man, I'm from Harlan County, Kentucky.
That wasn't the only discomfort Derek felt about being a young black man in Williamsburg. Derek says his feelings about the town soured after he and a friend had their car searched by police twice in 1 week.
We gave him the license and everything. He was like, oh, I thought you guys had stuff on y'all this time. I can't read minds, but, you know, seeing a couple black guys together, I just felt like we got profiled from right there.
Things on the football field weren't going great either.
I played 2 games, and my neck started bothering me again, so I didn't want to play no more because, you know, I want to be able to walk, so I just say I'm just going to give up sports for now and just come back down here. And the whole reason for me, like, leaving college was I had, like, 4 or 5 scholarships, but that loan was just, like, over $1,000. I'm still paying it back right now. I still have to pay that back.
His first thought was we disappointed him not going to school. I told him, I said, look, college not for everybody. It's what you want to do. What you feel like you want to do.
I mean, our family doesn't, like, force you out. Like, if you want to stay here, you can stay here. But they're going to, like, say that there's more stuff to go out.
Go do something. You get your job. If that mean getting up and leaving. I don't want him sticking around here. Walk these streets. Because there's no expanding around here. None whatsoever.
I'd rather for him to go find work and be a productive member of society. I'd rather him do that than to stay here and be miserable. Because I can see it on him already. I want him to go somewhere that he's going to be happy.
I got it in my head that I can make it out and actually be something for myself by myself.
Derek's not the first person in his family to have that thought. In the next chapter of Derek Akow's Struggle to Stay, we're going to hear more about how the hunt for better work and a better life has affected Derek's family and community for generations. In some ways, it seems to be a big advantage for Derek as he tries to move away.
From New York, so North Carolina, all the way down to California, you know, I got family all over the place. They always gonna be willing to help whenever I need it.
But Derek says that being connected to other parts of the country has also created problems in his hometown.
The people who move away, they get recruited into a gang, next thing you know, they come back, and next thing you know, trouble just gonna start.
Why have so many people in Derek's community found themselves moving away generation after generation? Will Derek follow their lead and leave home? All that and more next time. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Benny Becker.
That story came to us from WMMT in Whitesburg, Kentucky, and the Ohio Valley Resource, which is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We'll hear the next part of Derek Akal's struggle to stay story next week here on Inside Appalachia.